Yeah, I might start with who the All-Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care are. That's our organization that we represent. We're kind of a collaborative of hospices, health, social care organizations, charities, universities across the island of Ireland. I think our aim and our mission with our 26 member organizations is to ensure excellent palliative care is available for everyone at the right time and the right place across the island of Ireland. It's important to know or to think about with the listeners today, maybe as well, that at some point in our lives, when we think about palliative care, either we or someone that we know or are close to us will need palliative care because they'll have a life-limiting condition. So it's really important that all of your listeners today and for the communities across Kerry, that's really important to know. It'll affect most of us, if not all of us, at some point in our lives. And that's kind of where Voices for Care comes in. Voices for Care is a group of volunteers. The membership is made up of people who have experience of palliative care, carers and family members, and people who work or have an interest in palliative care. Very interested, obviously, in those with a lived experience of palliative care or have a life-limiting condition or a serious illness.
What would you say, David, to anyone listening in who would say, volunteer to help improve palliative care for everyone? A person might say, well, what can I offer? Thankfully, at the moment, I don't have any direct experience in my life. I'm not a medical person. I wouldn't consider myself a particularly spiritual person. I don't know if I could bring anything to it. What would you say to someone like that whose interest is piqued but might feel I'm just an ordinary person? What sort of assistance could I bring?
Yes, I think, well, again, we're looking for a broad range of people to get involved. So I think volunteerism, it's important that when we think about our Voices for Care volunteers, it's a very flexible approach to volunteering as well. So it might be judged as what we call micro-volunteering. So there's no set structure to it. So you're not doing one day a week. You're not doing every Monday or Tuesday at a set time. What I would say is that if someone has an interest in palliative care and supporting the development of it across the island of Ireland, have a look at our website. Go and have a little look at what we do.
Voices, what's your website?
Voices for Care, AIIHPC.org/Voices for Care. You'll get directly onto the website. And there's some videos there from some of our Voices for Care members and volunteers talking about what they've done. And there's a good bit of information there about what you can get involved in. But it's very much around what the individual or the person is motivated by or interested in or has some experience in. Because what we find with volunteers, often they begin by thinking, I'm not sure what I have to give here. But actually, as they begin to take part in some of the opportunities, they begin to understand and share their voice and understand what impact they can have, particularly in the likes of research and service design and media work and community awareness raising. So there's lots of different types of opportunities for different people.
And David, could you give us some tangible examples of volunteers who may not have thought they would have anything to offer in terms of helping people going through palliative care and their families, but actually did? Some examples there.
We've got an amazing kind of awareness raising event that we run once a year called Palliative Care Week, which is usually in early September of every year. And often that's about running local community-based awareness activity. So it could be something in your library around raising awareness of palliative care. It could be in one of our membership hospices. There's lots of different things. It could be media work. It could be doing an interview like this on radio and speaking on behalf of the Institute. Palliative Care Week is one of those that people can do in their own communities.
For people, if they want to find out more, simply put into a search engine such as Google Voices for Care, all one word, and it's four as in the number four, Voices for Care. And it's a volunteer group supported by the All-Ireland Institute of Hospice and Palliative Care, the AIIHPC.